January 30, 1927. Why Jesus did not write. How in these manifestations there are neither threats nor frights, but the echo of the celestial fatherland. When this kingdom will come. How the pains of the Most Holy Virgin and those of our Lord were pains of their office, and how they possess true happiness. Power of all interior pains. Happiness of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. I was thinking to myself, my sweet Jesus told me many times that I had to imitate him in everything. Yet, he never wrote. Only once it is said in the Gospel that he wrote, but not even with a pen, rather, with his finger. Yet, he wants me to write. So, he wants to make me go out of his imitation. He did not write at all, and I must write so much. Now, while I was thinking of this, he came as a gracious little child. And placing himself in my arms, drawing his face near mine, he told me, "My daughter, give me your kisses, and I will give you mine." Then, after I kissed him various times, he incited me to kiss him again, and then he said to me, "My daughter, do you want to know why I did not write? Because I was to write through you. It is I who animate your intelligence, who feed you words, who give motion to your hand with my hand, to make you hold the pen and write the words on paper. So, it is I who am writing, not you. You do nothing but pay attention to what I want to write. Therefore, all of your work is attention, the rest, I do all by myself. Do yourself not see how many times you have no strength to write and you decide not to do it? And in order to make you touch with your own hand that it is I who write, I invest you, and animating you with my own life, I myself write what I want? How many times have you not experienced this? Now, since an age was to pass before making known the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat, to allow some time in order to first make known the kingdom of redemption and then the other of the divine fiat, I decreed not to write at that time, but to write together with you, through you, when this kingdom would be nearer, also to give a new surprise to the creatures with the excess of love of this will of mine, what it did, what it suffered, and what it wants to do for love of them. Many times, my daughter, novelties bring new life, new goods, and the creatures are so very much drawn to novelties, and let themselves be as though transported by the novelty. More so, since the novelties of the new manifestations about my divine will, which have a divine strength and a sweet enchantment, and which will pour like celestial dew upon the souls burnt by the human will, will be bearers of happiness, of light and of infinite goods. There are no threats nor fright in these manifestations. And if there is anything about fear, it is for those who want to remain in the maze of the human will. But then, in all the rest, one can see nothing but the echo, the language of the celestial fatherland, the balm from on high which sanctifies, divinizes and makes the down payment of the happiness which reigns only in the blessed fatherland. This is why I delight in writing that which regards the divine fiat, because I write about things which belong to my fatherland. Too perfidious and ungrateful will be those who will not recognize in these manifestations of mine the echo of heaven, the long chain of love of the Supreme Will, the communion of goods which our celestial Father wants to give to the creatures. And as though wanting to put aside everything that happened in the history of the world, he wants to begin a new era, a new creation, as if the new history of creation were beginning just now. Therefore, let me do, because whatever I do is of highest importance. After this, I said to him, "My love, it seems that, more than anything, you love this kingdom of the eternal fiat very much. In it you concentrate all your love, all your works, and you almost boast about the fact that these will serve this kingdom. If you love it so much, when will it come? Why don't you hasten its coming?" And Jesus added, "My daughter, when the knowledges about my divine will have followed their course, in view of the great good which they contain, goods which no creature has thought about until now, that the kingdom of my will be the outpouring of heaven, the echo of the celestial happiness, the fullness of terrestrial goods. So, in view of this great good, unanimously, they will yearn, they will ask that this kingdom may come soon. The same in the whole creation, with its mute language, only apparently mute, because inside of it there is my will, asking for its rights with loud and eloquent voice, to be known, to dominate and to reign over all. Therefore, one will be the echo from one end of the earth to another, one the sigh, one the prayer which will be unleashed from all beings, may the kingdom of the supreme fiat come. Then, triumphantly, it will come into the midst of creatures. From here the necessity of the knowledges, these will be incitements, and will whet the appetite of the creatures for tasting a food so delicious, and they will feel all the will, the yearning, to live in a kingdom so happy, so as to free themselves from the tyranny and the slavery in which they have been kept by their own will. And as they will advance in the knowledge of all the manifestations of the goods contained in the supreme fiat, they will find your norms, how you have turned heaven and earth upside down, going around everywhere and asking that this kingdom may soon become known. They will find what you have suffered to obtain such a great good for them, how they must behave, and what they must do in order to have free access to live in it. Therefore, it is necessary to make everything known, so that my kingdom may be all complete, and nothing may be lacking to it, either the greatest or the smallest things. So, certain things which to you seem to be small, may be a divine rock transformed into most pure gold, which will form part of the foundations of the kingdom of my supreme will. After this, I was thinking to myself, my sweet Jesus sings so much the praises of the happiness of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Yet, he himself who is the very divine will, and my celestial mama who possessed it as whole, were not happy on earth. Rather, they were the ones who suffered the most on earth. And even myself, he says I am the firstborn daughter of his will, yet, he has kept me 43 years and more confined in a bed, and Jesus alone knows what I have suffered. It is true that I have also been a happy prisoner, and I would not exchange my happy destiny even if they offered me scepters and crowns, because what Jesus has given me has made me more than happy. Yet, apparently, to the human eye, this happiness disappears. Therefore it seems that this happiness which Jesus talked about clashes, if one thinks of his pains, of those of the sovereign queen, and my own state, the last of his creatures. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, there is an immense difference between one who must form a good, a kingdom, and one who must receive it in order to enjoy it. I came upon earth to expiate, to redeem, to save man. And to do this I had to receive the pains of the creatures, and take them upon myself as if they were mine. My divine mama, who was to be co-redemptrix, was not to be dissimilar from me. Rather, the 5 drops of blood which she gave me from her most pure heart in order to form my little humanity, came from her crucified heart. For us the pains were offices which we came to fulfill. Therefore they were all voluntary pains, not impositions of a fragile nature. However, you must know that in spite of so many pains we suffered in order to carry out our office, highest happiness, unending and ever new joys, continuous paradise, were inseparable from me and from my Queen Mama. It was easier for us to separate from our pains, because they were not things intrinsic to us, things of nature, but things of our office, than to separate from the sea of the immense happinesses and joys that the nature of our divine will, which we possessed, produced in us as things belonging to and intrinsic to us. Just as the nature of the sun is to give light, and that of water to quench one's thirst, that of fire to warm and to turn everything into fire, and if they did not do so, they would lose their nature, so it is the nature of my will to make happiness, joy and paradise arise, wherever it reigns. Will of God and unhappiness does not exist, nor can exist. Maybe its complete fullness does not exist, and this is why the rivulets of the human will form bitternesses for the poor creature. for us, because the human will had no access into us. Happiness was always at its peak, the seas of joys were inseparable from us. Even when I was on the cross, and my mama was crucified at my divine feet, perfect happiness never dissociated itself from us. And if this could happen, I should have gone out of the divine will, dissociate myself from the divine nature, and act only with the human will and nature. Therefore, our pains were all voluntary, chosen by our very selves as the office which we came to fulfill. They were not fruits of the human nature, of fragility, or of the imposition of a degraded nature. And then, don't you remember that your pains too are pains of office, voluntary pains? In fact, when I called you to the state of victim, I asked you if you would accept it willingly, and you, with full will, accepted and pronounced the fiat. Some time passed, and I repeated my refrain, if you accepted to live in, and with, my divine will, and you repeated the fiat which, regenerating you to new life, made you its daughter, to give you the office and the pains which befit it for the fulfillment of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. My daughter, voluntary pains have such power over the divinity, as to have the strength, the empire, to tear the womb of the celestial father, and from this tearing which they form in God, to make seas of grace overflow which form the triumph of the supreme majesty and the triumph of the creature who possesses this empire of her voluntary pains. Therefore, both for the great portent of redemption and for the great prodigy of the kingdom of my fiat, voluntary pains were needed, pains of office, which were to be animated by a divine will. And ruling over God and over the creatures, they were to give the great good which their office enclosed. Therefore, my praised happiness of the kingdom of the divine fiat does not clash, as you say, just because I was the divine will itself and I did suffer, and just because I have kept you in bed for so long. One who must form a good, a kingdom, must do one thing, suffer, prepare the necessary things, and win over God in order to obtain it. Those who must receive it must do something else, that is, receive it, appreciate it, and be grateful to the one who has fought and suffered and, after winning, gives them his conquests to make them happy. Therefore, the kingdom of my will in the midst of creatures will carry the echo of the happiness of heaven, because one will be the will that must reign and dominate in both one and the other. And just as my humanity was formed from the most pure blood of the sovereign queen, and redemption was formed from my continuous crucifixion, and on Calvary I placed the seal of the cross on the kingdom of the redeemed ones, in the same way, the kingdom of the supreme fiat will come from a crucified heart, and my will, crucifying yours, will release its kingdom, and happiness for the children of its kingdom. This is why, from the time I called you to the state of victim, I always spoke to you about crucifixion. You thought it was the crucifixion of hands and feet, and I let you run in this crucifixion, but it was not this one. It would not have been enough to release my kingdom. The complete and continuous crucifixion of my will in your whole being was needed, and this was exactly what I intended to speak to you about, that your will would go through the continuous crucifixion of mine, in order to release the kingdom of the supreme fiat.